Today's stuff is up there. And last year, if you remember, I gave the whole introduction to this sugya because we ended up saying, well, the flow of the second part of the shir, we're saying, okay, where, at least Pnei Moshe is reading, where do we see that if it's toleh b'dat atzmo v'lo b'dat beit mishpato, and it was based on o hoda ala v'chatato. And then we said that only makes sense according to Rabbi Shmuel, who has that free. And it let set us into this whole journey within the world of or Masechta Shavuot related to Tumat Mikdash B'Kadoshav, the drushes. And I'll cherry-pick certain things about it just so we can understand in a very brief manner. The point was, the difference is, if it's, do I need at the end in that parasha to say, oh, he knew about it, is that necessary to say Chayav HaKorban? According to Rabbi Akiva, it's unnecessary. So when it says, so Rabbi Shmuel says, Nalam implies it was Yada, so you don't need Yada. And it was, however, Rabbi, so that you, therefore you don't need Yada, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, actually you do. And it's come to teach you something. And that was to teach, and it was the two ways, again, I'm trying to be very brief here, it was the two ways to understand in that sugya why you needed Yediyah B'Tchila U'Basof when it came to the power, so the Korban Olav Yored, for Tumat Mikdash B'Kadoshav. So you knew your Tameh, entered the base of Migdash, and it's forgot, entered the base of Migdash, or forgotten it part of a Korban, and then realized after. Now, because of that semantic sort of debate in terms of whether you need to say Hu Yada at the end, it led us down another path, which was when it came to Korban Yachid, it says, Ohoda Alav Chatatol, they also came aware of it. So because of that, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's not unnecessary. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, well, it is unnecessary. How could you view being chayiv a korban if you did not know? So it must be teaching something else. So the kasha on Rabbi Akiva was, well, if that's the case, you're going to try and tell me now that also when it comes to any other korban, you have this knowledge of the sin that all the isur forget in order to be chayiv a korban by any korban chatat. And we said, well, no, he needed it for something else entirely. And that was for someone who did a violation, was chayiv a korban chatat. Yom Kippur passed. And then he just learnt about it, he'd still be chayav to be in the korban. We don't say Yom Kippur is mechaper in that sense. He's still to be in the korban chatat. That was what he learned. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, we've got an overworked word in the pasuk because Ohoda alav chatato is already meant to teach that. How can we use that now to teach us that if someone's toled ba'at, that if it's toled ba'dat baked in, meaning based on ruling of baked in, you don't have to bring a korban? It's overworked. It's teaching two different things. According to Rabbi Ishmael, it's not teaching that. And therefore, it's free to teach this din. Okay, that's effectively the question the Gemara asked. Let's have a look now. Adat Rabbi Ishmael delo mefane ha-kraya v'mechayv chatovat shumot ba'adim shavar alem yom kippurim nichal. According to Rabbi Ishmael, that doesn't use those words to teach that special din of a korban, as we said, someone who did a violation, it would be chayv and korban chatat, and learned of it after Yom Kippur. And to Rabbi Akiva, it's to teach you still chayv me korban. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't do that, therefore it's nicha. Al dat Rabbi Akiva, however, de mefana cried mechayv chatot v'ashamot v'adim shavah alem yom kippurim. That he needs that to teach that. De tani minayin mechayv chaitat v'ashamot v'adim shavah alem yom kippurim. Shehem chayvin. How do you know if someone's chayv chatat? And Yom Kippur passed, you start also have to bring a korban. Or shehem chayvin alav lachar yom kippurim. V'chayv v'ashamot Tluin the Ptah, if it was Hashem Talui, then Yom Kippur is Mechaper and Yom Kippur pass and you don't have to bring it. And importantly, the extra din, according to Pnei Moshe's reading, if you remember, was that even if you didn't know about the fact you're Chayav a Korban Chatat, and you only learnt about the Chiyuv of Korban Chatat and Kippur, you're still Chayav. Tamal Loma Ohadal Chatatot HaShechatat, right? Because that Pasuk. And dot, Vehevi, okay. That's the Vivi is a few words later in the pasuk, right? So af lachar yom kippur. So then, back to square one. Where does Rabbi Akiva learn this from? That if you're toled b'dat beit and you're pater from a korban chatat, well, that is min hada from the following, because it says nefesh ki techata, ochate chata basotota, and that was how we started the first gemara at the very beginning. That there were three different miyotim and different brayta there. Three different miyotim, and one of those miyotim, according to Pnei Moshe's reading, was to teach this din that if you're toleh b'dat beit din, then you are patur from bringing a korban chatat. Therefore, hatoleh be'aratzmo chayev, toleh be'beit din is patur. Now, ein chayvim ela al davar shehaya galui lahem v'nichzam her. So we're learning a new thing by Paralem Davashitsigur that it has to be something that was known to them and they also forgot. Why? Matam. Because it's Veneelam Davar, meaning it was forgotten to them. Meaning Davar, the fact that, well, the assumption at this stage is the word Ne'elam, meaning he already knew it, which is a very, if you like, Rabbi Shmuel way of reading the word. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can't imply that if you remember. This is, again, this is what we discuss in more detail towards the end of the previous year. So Ne'elam Davar, Davar Shul Galui Lahem, V'nichsa Lahem. So Adat Rabbi Shmuel that says Ne'elam Mimenu Michlal Shuhu Yada, according to Rabbi Shmuel that says if you've forgotten implies that he had already foreknowledge, Michlal Shuhu Yada, again, Vuhuyada, they forgot Shte Yediot. So Ne'elam implies he had knowledge in the beginning. This is going back to Tumat Mikdash Vakadashav. And Vuhuyada means knowledge, implies knowledge at the end. That's where he learns the requirement of Yediyah Batchile Versof by the Tumat Mikdash Vakadashav. That makes a lot of sense because Ne'elam is something that's implied. However, that Rabbi Akiva that says no, do no lam ne'elam, imenu ne'elam. He needed the both ne'elams to imply to teach that the idea that it was known. He needed the double ash and imenu shte pamim miklasha batel yedia betchila that he had some yedia, yedia betchila and yedia besof. The helem was ben tayim. He who learns it from, if you remember the double ne'elam, the word ne'elam itself on its own doesn't imply knowledge. So where are you learning this din of Ein Chayvim Alav Al Davar Shu Bagalo Shaya Galoi V'Nichse Mehem? Where are you learning this din by Paralel Davar Shu? That's to be a din that Beit Din knew about, that understanding of it, and they forgot it and made a mistake regarding that detail. Where do you learn it from? So again, let's follow the flow of the Gemara. The term, the assumption of the Gemara at this stage is learning from the word Ne'elam. Ne'elam implies foreknowledge. That only works for Rabbi Shmuel in terms of the whole debate regarding Paralel Davar by Tumat Mikdash Vakadashav. And therefore, by the way, if you remember, that's why the second Ne'elam, for example, let's go back again. Rabbi Shmuel says the first Ne'elam implies it was Yedia. Vu Yada implies the Yedia. Oh, so it was Yedia, but Chil Yedia Basof. Rabbi Akiva doesn't do that. He needed two double Ne'elam to teach that. And what does Rabbi Akiva do with the double? If you remember, what does Rabbi Shmuel understand the double Ne'elam Ne'elam? That was to teach not only if he forgot, in fact, he was Tameh, but even if he knew he was Tameh, it was if he forgot that this place you're not allowed to enter, or he forgot this thing was a Korban. Okay, that was the expanded debate that we learned in more detail back in Masechta Shavua. So the question then four is, back to here, if Ne'elam according to Rabbi Akiva doesn't imply on its own foreknowledge, then where are you learning this din? By Paralem Davar Shetzibur, that the Beit Din had to have known it and forgotten and made the mistake. So he says, no, you've learned it wrong. It doesn't learn it from the word Ne'elam. Tamalom Ne'emar Davar. This is the purpose. Ne'emar Davar implies it's an object, something, or a matter, really. Davar Shu Haya Galui La'em V'Nichsa Behem. So it's learned from the word Davar, not from the word Ne'elam. Okay. Now we can sort of file back away this Machlok between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Then it says, which means that, as I sort of mentioned already previously, that it's only if it's like a detail or part of a din that's punchable, that would mechayev a person to mechayev karet, that's when the mechayev. However, if they more to lakor davar min haTorah, to say this, oh, the whole concept of nida doesn't apply, for example. Well, it says in the Torah, the Mefurash in the Torah, that's out of the parasha, if you like, of this Paralem Davar Shetzibur. Okay? However, Shmuel says, Amar v'henchiru mutar avalonu patur lo bada. When we say that it's, if he's ne'akar at the entire mitzvah, not just a detail, then it's not in the parasha Paralem Davar Shetzibur, the Beit Din aren't chayiv to bring the korban, that situation. That's when they said it's mutar. However, if they just say it's patur, meaning patur aval asur, then they're not ne'ekar the full mitzvah then, so then it could still apply. Okay? So lo bada. Next. Ein chayvim ad shtiyeh horayat melishchat gazir. The ruling that comes with Beit Din has to come from the Sanhedrin. Meaning, mamash in the Beit HaMikdash, lishchat gazir. It's not, in other words, this whole din of Barlem Davar, again, we'll discuss this as we go along, because it talks about Beit Din of the Machlokan, I think, if I remember from later Mishnah, so regarding Beit Din of an individual Shevet. But at this stage, we're saying that it's only if it's a Hora'ah that comes from lishchat gazir in Yerushalayim by the Beit HaMikdash, in the Beit HaMikdash. So where do you learn this from? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Taim Medahach Tanaya. This Shitta is based on that is based on Zaken Mamre, which you mentioned the other day, Dov. Meaning, because it says, Minima koma hu asheiv char Hashem. So davar davar, there's actually a gzera shava behind all this psukim, that connects us to Zaken Mamre, and then it says, Minima koma asheiv char Hashem, because Zaken Mamre is only for his, oh, it's been, the case has been escalated all the way up, if you remember, all the way to actual Sanhedrin, meaning it was debated in particular lower courts first, and it's only once it reaches Sanhedrin. Okay. Amar Mana Bar Tanchum. Nichmesum Meya. What if, again, Sanhedrin is only 70? So what happens if the whole 100 people were in the Sanhedrin at the time? More than they needed. It says, Ajir Kulam, meaning the ruling for Paralel Davar Shetzibur brought to work is only if it's unanimous. All based on the same rule. They all say, oh, it's Patur. Let's hope, I shouldn't say Patur. Oh, yeah, it could be a Mutar or whatever it is. It could be, in other words, that's when it's unanimous. So Taman, however, when it comes to Taman, so this is what I'll show you. That's referring to, this is a Mishnah by Ibur Shana, meaning Amrav Zira v'hushia kulam morim mitzad echad. When do they do Ibur Shana? That's when they're all in agreement that the year has to be, the month has to have the year has to have the extra month. Mitam echad, based on the same rationale. That's when they would Mebar Shana. So the question is, v'choma, even though by Ibur Shana, if it was unanimous, it's not sufficient to be unanimous, it has to be Mitam Echad. Do we say the requirement for this Paralel Davar Shetzibur is that they're all unanimous also has to be Mitam Echad, or just enough they're all unanimous in the all in agreement? That's left as a question. Let's continue. Halach, now the Gemara is medayik now in the Lashon of the Mishnah. Halach Yachid va'asa shogeg al pihem. So Yachid goes and it did inadvertently based on their But the thing of the Beit Din. The Gemara says, one second, why does the Lashon of the Mishnah say Shagag al pihem? Shagag al pihem doesn't make sense because how can you have Yedid at Zadon al pihem? Meaning he was misled by them. Meaning Beit Din said it's Mutar. So obviously it was Shagag al pihem. How can you have Zadon al pihem? Doesn't make sense. What's Zadon al pihem? Again, that's what it's, so I'll just show you here. Lama li lamit ni shogeg? Shita da asa shogeg da ha horah bishgaga. It was bishgagahi. V'chi, in other words, obviously, why didn't say va'asal pihem? It would have been sufficient. Meaning, Beit Din ruled va'asal pihem. So how can you? What's the lashon of shagag? So the Gemara says. Now we explain like the Panemosha. Askar explains it differently here because we're playing like the Panemosha. He says no. The answer is liachid etzel harayat Beit Din. What that means is, according to Bnei Moshe, which he keeps on raising here, is that it depends. Meaning, klomar hai shogeg ha kamashmalan dedavka shagagat yachid etzorah beidin. Only if you shagag al pihem based on shagag al pihem based on their ruling. If you remember, aval imu shagagat atzmo kagon, for example, Beit Din ruled the chelev's mutar. Hu achal bishagag, meaning he ate and he not that he knew was chelev. And ate al pi ora, that's patur, that's shagag al pihen. But what if there was some chelev on the table and shuman and got mixed up or whatever, and he had the, or he got mixed up and had the chelev by mistake? That, according to the, again, Pnei Moshe's run of the sugya we've been saying till now, would not be shagag al pihem anymore, that's shagag al pi atzmo, and it wouldn't exempt it. Okay? Achal says the mal detema, I would think. Nonetheless, even if he knew it would be al pihem, no, kamash malan, that's a dafkesh kag al pihem. Okay. Fine. Again, the reading of the sugi from here on is a bit different than scroll if you use that, but this is, we're playing Pnei Moshe. Now, Ravimi says, B'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Matnita, our Mishnah here, meaning this is now going on the Sefer. If you remember, the Sefer says, all ta in other words, horu beitim yirachat mehem shita'u, or tamid she'a ra'ui lahoraya. Meaning, if there was a Talmid who's Ra'u Lehara Horaya. Now, Ra'u Lehara, we're trying to understand what level of Talmid Chacham this is. That's what the Gemara is going to be assessing. We said in that situation, then he's chayav to bring a korban. Because like, he knew they made a mistake. Okay? It wasn't al pihem. And we said, the Mishnah says, Beit HaZem he says, chayav mipnei shu tola bebeit, shalot tola, he didn't tole bebeit. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to scratch, scratching its head. What are we talking about? What's a Talmid Chacham who knew or didn't know? Like, what's the level that we're saying now that he has to bring a korban? So the Gemara now says, it's kigon Shimon ben Azza yoshev lebenhem. Shimon Azza, like a Maaseh Talmid Chacham. So what does that mean? Mana kaimim im biyodea kol haTorah Torah if he knows the entirety of Torah. Ve'en yodea oto davar, but doesn't know this matter. Well, that's not in Zeshimon Menzazai. That's what Gzir Shemenazai. Ve'im yodea oto davar, if he knows that they made a mistake regarding this matter. Ve'en yodea kol haTorah, but doesn't know the entirety of Torah. Shimben Menazai hu etzel oto davar, then it's considered oto davar. And therefore, if he engages in eating this, I say, asur chelev, and he knows it's asur, how could you say that's shogeg? How could he be chayav a korban? It would be mazid. It would be deliberate violation. Okay? Now, I know you, in the back of your mind, is probably what a comment we made in it before. So the Ella, meaning in the way we explained in the Mishnah. In other words, what the Mishnah is saying, if he doesn't know about it, then it's, meaning he's shagag alpiyam. And if he does know about it, lo to davar, then it should be considered mazid. And you can't bring a korban if you're mazid. Korban is only a case of shogeg. So what's the case? So the Gemara says, Elakinan kaimin biyodea kol haTorah biyodea to davar. No, he knows everything. This is a Shimon ben Azai situation. It's called a Torah kula. Elishu to'el lomar Torah amra acharihem. That he would think that his mistake is in that he thought that if the Chachamim Paskin, that's a ruling Sanhedrin, I have to follow it. Acharehem. Okay? That's a mistake, and that's how we explained it before, and that's the way the Bavli explains it. Meaning, he knows it's, again, he's Talmud Chacham is Kol HaTorah Kula, it was a unanimous decision by Beit Din, he's Yoshev Lifneihem, and he thought, if the Paskin is such, then I have to follow it. Okay? And that was his Shogeg. And that's in that situation, that's when he's Chayav HaKorban.
The Gemara says, so the system diminishes the authority of Beis Din.
If it's a blatant mistake.
There's no... This makes me crazy.
Why?
How can there be a blatant mistake?
Let's start again. It's not a blatant mistake, because if it was mamash, there were ma'aker davar min haTorah, I correct myself, then the parlem davar tzibur doesn't apply. I mean, if the Beitin come along and they say, oh, you don't have to worry about, there's no such issur as nidr anymore, or it's all what's it called, mashals, whatever it is, then, well, it's mufresh b'Torah. That's not parlem davar tzibur. There's some sort of detail within it. Now, if he knows they made a mistake, okay, then that's what the Gemara is saying here. But he thought, well, you know, I have to follow what the Beitin ruling. That's what he's going to get. So again, go back to your issue.
Yeah, you have shivim zkenim.
Yeah.
Every issue, or we have so many machlokasim, al kol prat uprat.
Yeah.
You can argue arbiim teisha svarot ketuma.
Okay, so the types of errors we're talking about, the Mishnahs later on from memory will discuss in terms of what types of errors are we talking about that can be considered an error. And not a disputable point. You're trying to say, oh, we paskin like Rav instead of Shmuel or something like that. That's what you're trying to say. Why is that a mistake? Well, you know, we paskin like Rav now instead of Shmuel or whatever it is, right? Yeah. I don't think it's those type of things. I think that this is errors where you'll see the Mishnahs will bring actual examples of details in the mitzvahs that are considered mistakes.
That make. Right. Well, the classic example is always Shuman and Chaylev.
Right. Regarding Shuman and Chaylev, yes,
that's the classic example that Beis Din thought it was mutter to eat it because the halacha was shuman. It turns out to be it was chaylev.
Yeah, well, so fine, the seder.
So machlokas in Matzios, not in Torah.
No, there's other Torah ones. You'll see. For example, it brings examples of like. We'll see it later on. I don't want to get ahead of the game now.
I'll be patient.
I'll leave you uncomfortable till we get
there. Avodah Zorah, actions in Avodah Zorah are not part of the classic four types of Avodah, like a nuanced action that also, I think the Mishnah brings that down also.
I'll think the one by Nida in terms of if she's in the middle and they pull any, whatever. We'll see the cases. Okay. So back to this now. However, the Gemara rejects this. Now, this is the way the Bavli concludes, and that's why we explain the Mishnah. However, the way the Gemara continues in Yerushalmi says, no, that's not a good enough answer. Because in between, if it's acharehem, that's Enza Shimon ben Azai. That's not Shimon ben Azai either. Because it's a well-known principle, says Karadatani, Yacholim al Yamin Shu small val small shu yamin. Tishmalehim, you have to listen to them. No, because this is a yamin small. Meaning if they make an absolute mistake, then you don't have to follow the ruling. It says it. Shiomarucha al yamin shu yamin val small shu small. So in other words, we've got a beforeish brighter here that says that if they make an absolute mistake, there's no justification to follow them. You can't say, oh, they said chaylev's okay, therefore I can go ahead and eat it. And so therefore you can't say it's Shimon Azai. So the question is, so therefore, what is the Mishnah talking about then? What case are we talking about? This Talmud Chacham that can be chayv shogeg. So this puts a bit of a spanner in the works because before we explain the Mishnah, we said, oh, it's talking about a Talmud Chacham who knew they were wrong but thought they had to follow Divrei Chachamim. But the Gemara in this case rejects that. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, this is interesting shita, he says, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rav Hila, the fisher b'chol makom, shogeg patur meizid chayev. Normally, someone does something inadvertently, say, like there would be patur from, say, Malkus. Okay? However, the bichayev, but mezid bichayev malchus. For kol afilu mezid here, even if he went ahead and did it deliberately, he couldn't be punished. Why? So read the rationale here, according to Pnei Moshe. He says, v'chol makom shogeg patur u mezid chayev. Kolomar onesh mita. For example, a death penalty. Kiyotzeba. V'kiyotze. To shogeg patur u b'chol haTorah. V'korban. U b'korban hu chayev. Fine, that's b'shogeg. U'b'meizid chayev b'onesh. V'la bar korban hu. That's general. V'hacha, however, afilu even if it was meizid v'patru ma'onesh, mipnei shatala b'beitin. Hilkach, nahi de patata lamina onesh. So in other words, here, very simply, how can you give him malchus when beitin is saying it's mutar, even if it did b'meizid? So everything's being shift. This is like, if you like, not your classic case. B'korban miha chayev, in other words, so if Hilkach neither, but that's a much, despite the fact you can't give him onesh, korban you can give him. To be mazed, hacha have keshogeg b'kol makom shepatu me onesh v'chayev b'korban. Isn't that fascinating? In other words, normally you have this inverse relationship between a punishment in the minister by beit din and a korban. That's what Pani Moshe is saying. Meaning, if it's mazed, well, you can give him malchus, but you can't give him. There's a patur korban. However, it's b'shogeg, then you can't punish him with beitin, but that's when he's chayav a korban. In this situation, if he did it b'mezid, the Talmud Chacham knows everything, and he knows the beitin got it wrong and go ahead and eats it, you wouldn't be able to give him the mezid punishment, because who's going to warn him? They can't take the beitin. Beitin is mutar. So then it's almost like this is comparable, that this is a mezid where it'd be patur from a beitin punishment. Therefore, the chidush is, you can be chayav him a korban, even though he's mezid. In other words, the mazid here has the characteristics of a regular shogeg. So it's a different pshat altogether. Meaning, even though he's absolutely mazid, this is not your standard mazid, and therefore you can mechayev him a korban even in this situation. That's the way Yerushalmi explains it. It's gevaldik, right? In other words, yes, normally, if someone's mazid, you don't chayev a korban. But in this situation, because the mazid is one you don't punish him for, even with hatra and everything, because Beit Din says it's okay. It has a characteristic to have a case of shogeg, and therefore you can mechayev him a korban. So again, this Talmud Chacham and a Mishnah, you don't have to say, oh, I thought it was I had to follow the Chachamim. No, if he knew it was, even if he knew that he didn't have to follow the Chachamim, and he knew it was asur, the Beit Din says it's fine. You go ahead and it's mutar. You could mechayev him a korban in that situation. Okay, let's continue. Chavrai says b'shem Shmuel, yachid. Mashlim l'rov tzibur hi matnita. Okay, aval kol yachid yachid shabif natzmo patur. Now the gears we have in front of us is according to Pnei Moshe again, which is but Moshe reads like we have in front of us. In other words, what we're saying now is we said if someone is, I'll explain it outside. If we said if someone is only, sorry, I should say, if he's toleh bebeitin and he makes a mistake and he engages eating this chalev, that's when he's patur. However, we said if there's chalev and shum on the table, it's one of them, then what? He's chayev. That's what we've been saying till now. Shmuel is cholek on that. Shmuel says, no, he would still, if you like, be patur. The only difference in that situation is he can't be mashlim to the rov. If you remember, we said, Shira Chachamim is when is the parallel of the Tzibur chayev? Only if rov Tzibur follow it. We said our mitzvah was like a was like a different shita, but this is what the Pesach is explaining it now. Okay, so the only difference for an individual who mixes up between two, and that's why he had the chelev, and not based on the fact that Beit Din, if Beit Din followed Beit Din, is whether is that he can't mashlin the rov. However, he'd still be patur. However, Rabbi Yochanan, that's why it says bifne aver yakol yavizdo is patur. However, Amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu kol yachid asa bifne atzmo mevikis bavasira. So that reading is that no, even if he made the mistake on his own, he would still also be chayiv his own korban. Okay, the seder. So again, what's behind the debate is if he did it on its own according to Shmuel, meaning, what I don't mean on his own, I mean if the mistake was a result of a mix-up, let's make it more clear. If the mistake was a result of a mix-up and not based, not that he knew it was chelev, it was eating and it was based on Horat Beit Din, according to Shmuel, he would still be patur. Right? It'd still be patur. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan Bichayv, so the Gemara says, V'kasha al dat Shmuel, the kasha al dat Shmuel is as follows. Nimtza kol yachid v'yachid mitkaper, lo b'shnei chataot. According to Shmuel, I read it now here. He says, "Tekasak lemikama Shmuel doto yachid nilat lo chayle b'shuman patur." According to Shmuel, who says the individual who's got the mix up, he is patur. Ve'ino mashle mikama mashle rov. That means everybody else has to bring his own korban, yeah, for sure, because they haven't got a rov tzibur yet. You're the only patur once you've got rov tzibur. So this person is going to sway everybody. You know, make it to the rov, and we say, "Oh no, you can't. It doesn't count for the rov." Okay, you can't sway it because it was a mix-up on the table, and that's why. However, mashma hayichrim she'achlu apiora beitim mevin hen korban yachid kisba osira dekeiman doto yachid inu mashlim rov tzibur and then miotim ve'in lam din rov they're not rov tzibur yet. So therefore, they already have a korban, a chiyuv korban yachid akol echad echad. But then, what happens if somebody else comes along? And then he comes and does it by Horat Beit Din. Now you've got a Rov. So what happens? So what we're trying to say, Kasha, the problem is that Miyot has a Chiyuv Korban. Suddenly what happens is, and that individual didn't swing it to make it a majority, so therefore they got their own Chiyuv Korban. Then somebody else comes along and has and is now based on Horat Beit Din. Regular case already, he picks up Chelev and he said, Beit Din said I'm allowed to, and it has it. Now you've got a Rov. So Nimtza, what you have is, that those original miyot are chayv, they're two korbanot that are machaper for them. The original one that because they're part of the miyot, and now that the Sunday majority, now you're saying that the paralim david tzibur is machaper for them. How does that work? You don't have two korbanot being machaper for the same aveira. And the way he explains it is, hayachid taloi, meaning hayachid taloi means we sort of we wait. Meaning the Yechidim wait to see what the final thing is. They don't start bringing korbanot yet. Achlu rov beitin, achlu rov beitin mivin. Achlu miot, then yachid mivin. So in other words, you won't get to a situation there. In other words, we don't say, oh, now the Yechidim mechayev. Whether the Yechidim mechayev, we have to wait till the end of the story, until the whole matter is cleared up. They do a census, okay, who followed this, who didn't, and then that could work out exactly as time went out, it's who's chayev or not. So, but importantly to understand, again, the flow of the sugya is, according to Bnei Moshe, the debate between Shmuel and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan is whether a yachid would still be patur. According to Shmuel, is even a yachid mix up is patur. The only reason why the only exception for him is he can't be counted into the rov. Whereas Yochanan says no. A yachid is the yachid here. Kol yachid is chayev means that if it was a result of a mix up on the table, he's chayev no matter what. Right? He's not part of the rov. He's chayev being his own korban. That is one flow of the sugya. But I'll show you the Ribbaz. The Ribbaz actually has a different girsa. We've got a bit of overtime, I'm sorry. But the Ribbaz has a different girsa of the Sugya. It makes it a different reading altogether. But he says it's based on the Yerushalmi printing we have in the Babel, which I'm not sure what that is. But he says, Tavrai b'sem Shmuel yachin mashlim rov tzibur himatnita, aval kol yachid v'yachid she'asa b'fnei atzmo mevi kispa osira. That's a change. Meaning, according to Shmuel, he understands a yachid that does appear at Beit Din, he's chayev. And the Mishnah, our Mishnah is referring to, when it says yachid sabara Beit Din, is in the situation where he took it over the line to be rov. Okay, so it's a much more basic debate. Whereas Bnei Moshe brings, there are two different types of cases, one where it was a mix up on the table, or where it was just, he knew it was chayev and it was based on Rav Beit Din. See, we're not talking about that at all. We're talking about a regular case, meaning there was chaylev on the table. In other words, if there's only yachidim that follow, you're chayev. Why does the Mishnah say yachid that follows are beitin patro? That's when you finally got a majority. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says yachidim would be patur al pihorat beitin. Okay, so that's why the Gemara asks if according to Shmuel yachidim are chayev, it's only if you got a rov your patur. So you get right, same type of question. You might run into the point where they go yichidim achayev and suddenly get over the rov, and now the beit is going to be offered the korban. How does that even work? And we say once again that the yichidim atluyim will, the, you know, whether they bring a korban, we'll have to wait till we see if there's a majority or not. Okay, we'll stop here. All right, kol tov. Have a good day.